Yeah. I told him he didn't have to say all those nice things about me. I asked if he would say some mean things about me so he can kind of set that bar low so I had nowhere to go but up. But he didn't listen to me. But we did just a few weeks ago, we had our partnership with the Volusia Basket Brigade. So many of you brought in boxes filled with Thanksgiving meals. We sent them 80 boxes, which was fantastic. Yes, yes. I was ecstatic. It was beyond, way more than people signed up for. So, you know, some of you didn't sign up, but that's okay. But I'm just so proud of our church and thankful. Like he said, I've been attending here for 10 years now, just started here on staff. And my name is Cody, by the way, so that was accurate. All that other stuff we'll see. But I am Cody. I was a high school teacher before I started working here in July. And I'm excited to get to be up here today. And so we did just have Thanksgiving. I should say, too, you might also know my wife if you have a baby who goes in the nursery on Wednesdays. She is in the nursery. My wife, Michelle, is in there every single Wednesday. She's very much behind the scenes, but she is wonderful if you get a chance to meet her. She's not in here, but, you know, if she was, I wouldn't put her out because, or point her out because she would, no, that would not end well for me. So I know what lines not to cross, and that's one of them. But we had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope you all had a fantastic Thanksgiving, too. And just so you all know, too, if I start drifting over here, it's just because of the interpreting thing. I always stand right here when I interpret in the next service. And so it's nothing against you all, I promise. It's just old habits, but I'll try to even it out a little bit. But I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Ours was great. They trusted me to cook the turkey this year for the first time. I know they had me put it in the smoker, and it did end up delicious. We were with my in-laws. I did not give any of my in-laws food poisoning, but besides that, it was a great day. And so, but some of you will get that one in a little bit. My in-laws are great. They're actually going to be in the next service, so we'll see if I make that joke then or not. Maybe I'll help shorten their Christmas list a little bit by one person. But my in-laws are fantastic. We had a wonderful time, and I absolutely love Thanksgiving. It is one of my favorite holidays, and so I was so excited when they asked me to speak the Sunday after Thanksgiving. I'm losing my props already. Look at this. So we'll see if it rolls off there or not. But I love Thanksgiving. It's such a time, you know, it's nice to be able to stop, pause, and just be thankful. Because we don't do that enough. We really don't do that enough. And I would hazard a guess and say if you're anything like me, you probably struggle to have that kind of spirit of thankfulness throughout the year. Because I know I do. And if you're anything like me, you probably would like to be more thankful throughout the year. Because really, thankfulness is not just a Thanksgiving thing. Thankfulness should be something we have all year. But if we're honest, and we're in church, we can be honest, right? We can do that, I think. But if we're honest, a lot of times we're not thankful because we don't feel like it. If we really dig down and get to the root of it, sometimes it's, you know, there's something else we feel like we want. I'm saying, if I could just get that car, if I could just have that thing, if my husband would just do this, if I got a laugh on that one. If I could just have this one thing, we're looking at something else, but I can, let me tell you, if that's you, there's always another thing, always another thing. If you're waiting till you have something to be thankful, you're not going to get there. So thankfulness, it doesn't matter how we feel. If there's something we want, if I could just have that, I'll be thankful. It doesn't work like that. You start being thankful now. It's something that starts where you're at. And sometimes life just happens, right? We're tired. I have three kids. I have an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old. She just turned 6. I don't want to get that wrong. She would hear about it and tell me, I'm not five, I'm 6. So I have an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 3-year-old. I get tired. I understand that. So, you know, we get tired. We have other priorities. We have family. We have jobs. We have bosses who have deadlines. Not my boss, of course. We have stresses. We have pressures. We have things to do. Sometimes we're just overwhelmed. And sometimes we're in a spot in life where it just doesn't feel like there's a lot to be thankful for. Maybe we lost someone close to us. You know, we're having family problems, financial problems. You know, a child, you know, they're just making decisions and our heart just breaks for that. You know, sometimes it just doesn't feel like it. But see, the thing is, though, every single one of those things are based off feelings. But our thankfulness does not have to be based off our feelings. So in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, Paul said this. He said, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In everything. He did not say in some things. I did, not really, but I did a deep study on that word everything. You know what it means? Every single thing, everything. Yeah, it means exactly what it says there. Everything and everything give thanks, not just when everything's great. Not just when everything's fine. Not when we have everything we want to make us happy. In everything, give thanks. The good times, the bad times, whatever it is, be thankful in everything. And God wouldn't have this in the Bible if it wasn't something we could do. So we really do need to strive, because thankfulness, it's not based off our feelings. And the same idea is echoed in the Old Testament too. We're going to be looking at Psalm 136 today, Psalm 136. We're not going to be going every single verse, as much as I would love to. I'd keep you here all day. And I know, you know, there's another service coming, and I definitely do not want to anger those nursery workers either. So we'll make sure, you know, we get things moving for their sakes too. And so, but Psalm 136 has, now if you don't know, the book of Psalms, it is a songbook. That is what it is. And so this particular one is like a call and response. You'll see the same phrase pop up over and over again. That's the response. So it's like a call and response kind of thing. And so, but this song is all about thankfulness. It's all about just thanking God for several different things. And I just want to kind of look at a few of those things real quick. But if you look at verse 1, it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever." If there's one takeaway you should get from these verses, his mercy endures forever. And so, which is a great takeaway. It is something that we do need to be reminded of. So, but just look, these whole three verses here are all about who God is. All about who he is. He is called, look at this. What do we have here? We have the Lord of lords. He is good. He has all of these things. And we can thank him for that. If nothing else, just because of his character. Because God is who he is. Because he is good. We can thank him for that. And we know, hey, this world is not always good. But that is not God's doing. So God is good. The Bible tells us every good and perfect gift comes from above. God is good. And we can thank him for who he is. And that's such a blessing and comfort to me that we do serve a good God. That we serve a God who is Lord of lords. Anything over anything on this earth, anyone who's got authority on this earth, God is over them. The God of gods, anything we might worship in God's place, God is over that too. God is over that, and he is worthy to be thanked just for that. The next several verses thank him for his creation. It talks about to him who alone does great wonders, who by wisdom made the heavens, who stretched out the earth above the waters. When we look out there, our world is beautiful. It is, and we can look at that, and we can thank God for gifting that to us, for giving us this wonderful world we have. We could thank him for his work in creation, and we could thank him for his work for us. Verse 11 talks about, "And he brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endures forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, his mercy endures forever." God has done a great work. He's talking about God's redeeming Israel out of Egypt here. And so how he rescued them and saved them from that. And in the same way, God saved us too, right? God did a work for us. That's why we have a cross up here. Because Jesus came and he died on that cross for our sins. The Bible says that if we just believe in him, we can have life through him. And he died. He died to save us from our punishment for our sins. That we're not going to have that punishment for our sins. From the power of our sins. That sin does not have to have power in your life anymore. We can have freedom from that. And Jesus said, "He who the Son makes free shall be free indeed." And in the future, we'll be saved from the presence of sin. We'll get to be in heaven with him forever. And that's a wonderful, glorious thing. And it says he did it with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. And I love that phrase. I love when there's word pictures in the Bible. It's probably because I work with the deaf so much. I love it when stuff is visual and, you know, you get to kind of see it and see what it means. I have a ball here. So does anyone know how to catch? I'm going to put someone on the spot. We'll see who. Do you know how to catch, Matt? Sure. Yeah, come on here real quick. I'm going to put you on the spot. All right. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. I probably should have said something to him, but I didn't. Can you catch? You can catch, right? Yes. All right. Let's see. Look at that. Look at this guy. So, all right. So, that was an easy one. You didn't have to work for that one, did you?
Nope.
Nope, you didn't. All right, catch that. Well, see, I thought you could catch. Oh, it came back, though. It came. Oh. I didn't catch that one, so before it rolls too far away. All right, thank you. I appreciate it. But you see, for that second one, though, yeah, let's give him a round of, oh, why am I still carrying that? Give him a round of applause so I can't clap with a ball in my hand. But you notice, first one was easy. He didn't have to do it. It came right to him. Just pop, caught it. So second one, he had to work a little bit for it. He had to reach for it, right? He had to stretch out his arm. When you see in the Bible, when it talks about with an outstretched arm, it means that whoever that is putting forth some kind of effort. They're having to work for it, to do something. And that, if you think about us today during the church age, that is what God did on the cross. God put forth an effort when he sent his son. He sent Jesus to die for us sinners, for us to be saved. And that is what that word phrase is talking about. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, just like he saved Israel. And it goes through here and talks about all the things he did for them. God has done so much for us. And it's important that we're thankful for that and that we remember that. That we remember his work for us. And then it goes on. Not only this. Not only is God who he is. Not only did God create this beautiful world we have. Not only has God redeemed us and has done a strong work for us. Verse 23, he talks about who remembered us in our low place. That's how it feels sometimes when life, we are in a low place. And it's easy to feel like God has forgotten me. But he hasn't. He remembers us in our low place and has redeemed us from our enemies, who gives food to all people. And I just like that little, you know, tidbit in there about all, because there's no one that God doesn't care about. God cares about everyone. It doesn't matter. You say, well, hey, I'm not me. You know, I've done some pretty messed up stuff. You know, God wouldn't care about me, or I'm just a little nobody down here. No, God does care. Tells us right there. God tells us he does. I mean, not much more you can ask for. God has said he gives food to all people. He cares for all. We can thank him for that. That when times are tough, when we're feeling lonely, when there's problems going on, we can still be thankful because God cares. Now, he doesn't always make the situations go away. We know that. You could pray and pray and pray and still have a problem, right? Right? Y'all ever have problems? Okay, good, good. So we can pray and pray and pray and still have problems, but you know what? God still sees that and he cares. And he helps us. Sometimes he helps fix the problem. Sometimes he helps us get through it. But he does promise us that he's going to stay with us and that he does care. And then verse 26 kind of wraps up this whole psalm here. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. We can be thankful to him. Now, what's interesting with all these things I pointed out through here really fast, every single one of them, you know, who he is, his creation, his works he's done for us, his care for us, none of those depend on how we're feeling, right? Not a single one of those. They all depend on who God is, what he has already done, what he's doing for us, what he's going to do. It's all concrete things. That's what it depends on. It doesn't depend on how we're feeling that day. It doesn't depend on what we want. Because here's the thing. Thankfulness is not a feeling. It's not. Thankfulness doesn't depend on how we feel. So what is thankfulness? Well, I'd suggest to you that thankfulness is an attitude, not a feeling. So what's the difference here? Feelings, and I will say, this passage here is it's focused on our thankfulness to God, which is so important. I don't want to diminish that at all. But this principle right here applies to any kind of relationship. This applies to your relationship with your spouse, with your kids, with your friends, with your boss, with your employees, with your fellow church members. Thankfulness is an attitude. It is an attitude. And what's the difference here? Feelings, they depend on input and output. They change. I love barbecue. I don't know, anyone with me there? Anyone love a good pulled pork sandwich? Yes, yes, I love it. Last Christmas, I used Christmas as an excuse to get myself a smoker. And so, yeah, I know. And it's delicious. I love to put a good pork shoulder on there. Pretty much if the weather's nice and I don't have anything going on, I'm sitting in my backyard smoking something. And so, you know, get a nice big pork shoulder on there, make some pulled pork, some barbecue sauce. It's delicious. I love it. It makes me very happy. Very happy, as you can tell. I get, you know, makes me very happy. So The same side, though, when, say, how about this one? I hate this. You have to call for, like, an easy answer from some company, and you wait on hold for 45 minutes for, like, a yes-no answer. Yeah, anyone ever? Anyone, is that just me? No? Okay, good. It's not just me. That's frustrating, right? That does not make me happy. So, and hey, I could have this and not be happy, then have this barbecue over here and make me very happy. It fluctuates. It depends. But when we're talking about thankfulness being an attitude, parents, you know about attitudes, right? Yeah? My daughter is 6 years old, so she thinks she is 16. And so it is fun in our house. So some of you are like, wait, I know his six-year-old. She is so sweet and kind. She is playing you. So she has you all tricked, I promise. So she puts on a good facade at church. But she, I mean, just yesterday, we were doing our Christmas decorating yesterday. And so before we decorate for Christmas, we got to clean up, right? And of course, my two daughters, their room looks like a tornado came through there all the time. It's like in a constant state of toys everywhere. So it was, all right, time to clean your room. Oh, man, those arms went cross. I don't want to. All of a sudden, my toe hurts. I can't clean. So the attitude, it just has to be shown. It has to come out. Like, it's that attitude, right? Right? Y'all? Yes. Okay, good. So it's not just me who has a kid like that. Okay, that's, I was a little nervous using that illustration because then I'm like, oh, great. None of them are really going to connect with that. It's just my kid who's the crazy one. So, that attitude, it just has to come out. The same way I said I taught high school for 5 years before I started working here. I have a lot of experience with people with attitudes, a lot. And so you try telling a 15-year-old to put their phone away. So, you know, just, all right, come on, let's put that phone away. You get the big eye roll, and it's like, So attitude, it's one of those things that just has to come out, right? It's something that gets expressed. It's something that, you know, it's inside, and you're going to let people know it's there. My point is that attitudes are acted upon, right? And if thankfulness is an attitude, that means thankfulness requires some kind of action. It is something that is expressed. It is something that is shown. It's not just something we keep inside and that's it. It's something that we express. It's like, I love my wife. She is wonderful. So, but if I have that love for her and I just keep it there and never do anything about it, never take her out to eat, never, you know, buy her any gifts, never tell her that, it's going to cause a problem with our relationship, right? And so that same way, that's how thankfulness should be. Thankfulness is something that ought to be expressed. And now, what that looks like, I don't know. That looks different for all kinds of different people. It might be something as simple as just saying it, just telling someone, hey, thank you. I'm thankful for that. Or writing them a note. That's a lost art, writing a little thank you note. Like, that's not, we don't do that enough. But write them a note. Maybe it's something as you show you're thankful by how you live your life, by a lifestyle, you know, by changing your lifestyle, by saying, you know, I'm thankful for what they did in my life. You think about the cross with Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for what God did in my life. And so now, because of that, I get to go serve him. I get to go, you know, serve our Creator, and that's exciting. You know, but the same can apply with other different, with different relationships too. But my point is, though, is that thankfulness is something that gets expressed. Thankfulness is something we show. And so maybe you sit here and say, yeah, I don't do that enough. I want thankfulness to be an attitude of mine. I don't want thankfulness just to be something I do at Thanksgiving and then forget about it the other 364 days. I guess 365 if it's a leap year. I don't know if it's a leap year next year or not. But, you know, we don't want thankfulness just to be something that happens one day a year. We want to be thankful all the time. So how can we build that habit? How can we make thankfulness an attitude? Well, I got three things for you. I'll give you three things, and they both start with an R because I like that. Realize, reject, replace. You got to realize what the problem is. Why are you struggling with that? Could it be that you're just too busy? I get busy. I understand that. I get that. So you're just too busy. You got to say, hey, that's the problem. I'm not thankful just because I don't take a second to stop. Maybe you say, you know, just I can be a real critical person. You got to be honest with yourself. Again, we're in church. You can do that. So, you know, you say, you know, I could be really critical. You know, if there's something to be said, I'm going to say it, and it's usually negative. So maybe, and we've all been there. If that's you, I don't want you to feel like I'm attacking you, but we've all been there. We're all guilty of that. And so, or maybe you just, you know, there's something that you're just not content with something in your life. You're in that, if I could just have this, if this could just happen, if my life was just like this, then I would be thankful. I don't know what it is for you, but you got to sit there and look at your life and be honest with yourself and realize what the problem is. Then you got to reject it. You got to say, you know what, whatever that is not biblical. That is not how God wants me to live. That is not how I want to live. And you reject that and you push away from it and say, I need to change that. You got to name it though. You have to have a target, right? And so you have to know what you're aiming to change, and you got to replace it with something else. Maybe if you're too busy, you got to take some extra time and force yourself to slow down, reprioritize, move your schedule around. Maybe if you're, you know, if you struggle with negativity, you got to say, you know what, anytime I want to say something negative, I'm going to say something positive instead. Maybe if you're discontent with something in your life, it's a little cliche, but seriously, write down what you're thankful for. Now, that old song, I won't sing it to you. I'm not good at singing. You know, the name your blessings, count them one by one. It's kind of cliche, but do it. There's a reason it's cliche. So, because it works. You know, write down what you're thankful for. Make a list. I don't know where you are with this, but thankfulness ought to be an attitude. And the good thing is that, you know, we're just done with Thanksgiving. You got plenty of time to start now. And so I want to encourage you, make thankfulness an attitude. Don't wait until next Thanksgiving to be thankful for what you have in your life. Because if all of us take an honest step back, every single one of us have things to be thankful for. And when we are truly thankful for those, it changes our perspective. It gives us a godly perspective on our lives, on the things we have. And that's a powerful thing. So that's my challenge for you. Make thankfulness an attitude.